学习啊，与神有更好的关系。
So tonight we will study for the third time, having a good relationship with God.
哦，在创世纪里面，我们看到啊，有很多的关系。
Within the book of Genesis, there are many relationships.
啊，人跟人的关系。
Relationships between man and man.
啊，人跟物的关系。
Relationships between man and things, physical things.
啊，还有人跟神的关系。
And relationships between man and God.
那其中最重要的关系，最根本就是人跟神的关系。
And the most foundational relationship is a relationship between man and God.
啊，我们所拜的神是丰富的神，丰盛的神。
The God whom we worship is an abundant God.
啊，但是人离开了伊甸园以后，我们的生活常常是缺乏的。
But oftentimes, after we have left the Garden of Eden, our lives are often insufficient.
那现在我们接受救恩，跟神重新建立关系。
And now that we have received salvation, we once again establish this relationship with God.
但是我们每一天呢，要学习跟神有更好的关系。
And so every day we need to learn how to have a better relationship with God.
当我们想怎么跟神有更好的关系，我们一般人都想到读圣经跟祷告。
When we think about how to have a better relationship with God, typically we think about reading the Bible and praying.
读圣经祷告这是关键。
Reading the Bible and praying, these are key steps.
这是我们跟神关系要好的一个入门。
This is the entrance for us to have a good relationship.
也就是说，如果我们不读圣经、不祷告，我们没有办法跟神有好的关系。
In other words, if we do not read the Bible and if we do not pray, then it is not possible for us to have a close relationship with God.
那是不是我每一天都读圣经，每一天都祷告，很自动的，我跟神的关系就很好呢？
So is it the case then that if I read the Bible and pray every day, that my relationship with God is automatically very good?
非常简单的一个比喻啊，如果我们在家里面跟上一代的关系。
There's a very simple analogy we can look at, which is our relationship with our previous generation.
住在同一个屋顶。
We live under the same roof.
一起吃饭。
And we eat together.
常常一起谈话。
And we chat together.
但是两代之间的关系就很好吗？不一定的。
But does this mean that the relationship between the two generations is very good? It's not always the case.
或者说夫妻的关系。
Or we can think about the relationship between husband and wife.
这是最亲密的。
This is the closest relationship.
所以结婚以后就自然关系很好吗？也不一定的。
So after marriage, is it natural that all relationships in marriage will be good? It's not for certain.
所以当两代之间开始对话，我们就发现，两代想法差很多。
So when two generations come together to speak with one another, we realize that there are many different types of thoughts.
所以这种对话会帮助彼此了解。
And these conversations will help each other understand one another.
能够使人的关系越来越好。
So that the relationships between man will become better and better.
那夫妻也是一样。
And it's the same between husband and wife.
有的因为孩子忽略了先生。
Some because they take care of their kids, they do not spend as much time with their husband.
那有的是因为事业忽略的太太。
Or sometimes because of your career, you might spend less time with your wife.
所以夫妻之间常常的一种交通，能够彼此认识、彼此了解，这关系才能够越来越好。
So only if there is a conversation and communication between a husband and wife, then you can have a better relationship with one another.
那在马拉基书里面，至少我们可以看到有六次神跟人在对话。
So in the book of Malachi, there were six times when God conversed with man.
那神跟人对话，我们就发现神对人认识很清楚。
So if we look at this conversation between God and man, we can see that the understanding that God has of man is very clear.
他知道我们的生活。
He knows our lives.
他知道我们的想法。
He knows our thoughts.
甚至他知道我们的未来。
And he even knows our future.
他也知道我们的过去。
He also knows our past.
所以在神的面前，我们是赤裸敞开的。
So before God, we are fully exposed.
但是在这个对话里面，我们就发现人对神的认识非常不够。
But at the same time, looking at this conversation, we can see that the understanding that man has of God is not enough.
哦，那这个对神的认识不够，就是表示我们跟神的关系啊，还有进步的空间。
And because we have this lack of understanding of God, then we have room for improvement in understanding of God.
啊，因为我们常常看自己，觉得我没有问题。
Because oftentimes we look at ourselves and we think that we have no problems.
啊，如果我没有问题，我就不需要改变。
If I have no problems, then I do not need to change.
哦，所以二十年前、今天或者再过十年，我们的我都一样。
So the me that was 20 years ago, or today, or in the future, might all be the same.
因为我没有问题。
Because I have no problems.
哦，但是当我们看神跟人对话，我们就知道神看我们跟我们看我们不一样。
But when we look at this conversation between God and man, we can notice how the way God sees us is different from the way we see ourselves.
哦，所以神看我们啊，跟我们看我们自己那个不同的地方，就是我们要改进的地方。
And that difference between how God views us and how we view ourselves, that difference is where we need to change.
哦，所以第一个我们要了解神怎么看我。
So first, then we have to understand how God views us.
那第二个。我们要去改进我自己。
Second, we need to adjust and improve ourselves.
那这样我们跟神的关系才会好起来。
And only in this way can we have a better relationship with God.
啊，那上次我们提到两点。
So last time we brought up two points.
啊，第一点就是啊，家庭。
The first point was family.
啊，我们跟神的关系，跟我们家庭的关系是一体的两面。
So our relationship within our families and our relationship with God are two sides of one thing.
如果一个人跟神的关系好，
if someone has a good relationship with God,
就是表示神住在他里面。
It represents that God is living within them.
那这个家庭一定有神国的表现，就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And so this family will have the manifestation of God's kingdom, which is righteousness, joy, and peace.
所以家庭的关系其实就是要反映我们跟神的关系。
So our family relationships actually reflect our relationship with God.
哦，那如果我们夫妻的关系不好，家庭的关系不好，其实这个就是表示我们跟神的关系还需要再进步。
But if our relationships with our spouses or within our families are not so good, then that means that there is room for improvement in our relationship with God.
好，那第二点我们上次提到就是，我们活在这个社会里面。
And the second point that we brought up last time is how we are living in this society.
啊，社会一直在改变。
Society continues to change.
啊，如果我们来美国很久。
If we have been in America for a long time, 现
在的美国跟二十年前、跟四十年前是非常不一样。
The United States today is very different from how it was 20 or 30 years ago.
那神二十年前、四十年前的神不会改变。
But this God is the same regardless of whether it was 20 years ago or 40 years ago.
那我们一个敬拜神的人，
So for all of us who worship God,
活在一个一直改变的社会。
When we live in a society that continues to change,
那我们怎么对社会的改变啊，来跟我们的信仰能够融合？
How can we combine our faith with this changing society?
哦，所以在当时的时代，人看到社会很多的不公不义。
So at the time in the past, we saw lots of injustice in the society.
那也没有什么不好的发生。
And not. There were any bad occurrences.
哦，所以就有两个讲法。第一个没有神。
So there were two types of saying. One was that there is no God.
如果有神，为什么社会这么乱？神不做什么事情呢？
If there is a God, then why would society be so much of a mess? And why is there no solution?
哦，那第二个就是神是会跟着社会改变的。
And the second explanation for this is that God changes along with society.
哦，你看现在社会里面同性恋，再来变性，这个变成文化的一部分。
And within society, we notice topics regarding homosexuality or transgender, and people start to think whether or not God changes along with.
所以为着跟社会能够不脱节，为着能够被社会接受。 我们把我们的神解释作他会随着社会在改变。
And so in order to not deviate from society or to continue to adapt to society and fit in, we might start to explain that God actually also adapts according to society and changes.
所以我敬拜神，但是我活在这个社会，我不需要付代价。
So I believe in God and I worship God, but because I live in this society, I do not need to pay a price.
我还是能够被社会的大众所接受。
I can still be accepted by the majority of society.
因为我拜的神是随着社会文化，我可以改变。
Because the God whom I worship changes along with how society changes.
如果我们的想法这样，我们跟神已经差很远。
But if we think like this, then our thoughts are very different from God's.
神是昨天、今天、明天永远不改变的。
God does not change whether it's yesterday, today, or forever.
这个社会文化的改变，以弗所书第二章里面背后有一个灵。
These changes that we see in society and its culture, the Bible tells us in Ephesians that there is a spirit behind it.
那不是神的灵。
And it is not the spirit of God.
所以啊，他离开神越来越远。
So it deviates further and further from God.
所以我们要跟神的关系好。
So if we want to have a good relationship with God,
我们要认识神怎么看我们家庭，神怎么看这个社会。
We need to see how God views our family and how God views our society.
那用这个知识来改变我们自己。
And we can use this knowledge to change ourselves.
好，我们现在看何西阿书的圣经的最后一卷哈，马拉基书第三章。
Let us look at Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章。马拉基书第三章第八先从第七节先。
We will read Malachi chapter 3, verse 7. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, In what way shall we return?
这个地方讲啊，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Here it says, Return to me, and I will return to you.
我们知道，如果夫妻两个背相对，这个夫妻婚姻大概有问题。
So if we see within a couple that they are in opposition,
就是不看彼此。
And they do not look at each other, then we know that there is a problem in this marriage.
那你怎么知道一个人刚刚结婚？一个人刚刚结婚就是常常在看对方。
How can you tell whether a couple has been recently married? You can tell by whether or not they keep looking at each other.
但是如果吵架了，那就不会去看对方。
But if they are in a fight, then they will not look at each other.
那我们跟神的关系呢？
And how about our relationship with God?
神说，你如果转向我，我就转向你。
God says, return to me, and I will return to you.
转向就是我们的面、我们的脸、我们的眼睛、我们所看的注意啊，归向神。
Returning to God means that our entire faith and our focus and our eyes has turned back to God.
神就会转向我们。
And then God will turn back to us.
那如果神仰脸光照我们，哇，神的恩典也用不完。
And if God's full face is turned towards us, then His blessings will never cease.
所以民数记里面说要祝福神仰脸光照你。
So in Numbers, it says that we need God's face to shine upon us.
所以我们跟神的关系好我们要回转向神。
So if we want to have a good relationship with God, we need to turn back to God.
有时候我们常常想
And sometimes we think,
神这么伟大。
God is so majestic.
我是一个微尘。
And I am just dust.
我怎么有办法改变神？
How can I change God?
所以如果神不听我的祷告，
So if God does not hear my prayer,
如果我跟神的关系不好，
If my relationship with God is not good,
是因为神太伟大，我太小了，所以神不会听我的祷告。
It is because God is too majestic and too grand, and I am too small, so I cannot, God cannot hear my prayer.
但是圣经不是这样讲
But the Bible does not say so.
圣经说，你如果转向我，我就转向你。所以神在等。
In the Bible, it says, if you return to me, then I will return. return to you. And so this is how God is waiting for us.
哦，如果我们今天开始转向神，
If we start to return to God,
那神就今天开始会转向我们。
Then today God will begin to return to us.
那我们跟神的关系就越来越好。
And our relationship with God will become better and better.
那其实啊，最难改变是我们自己啊。
And so in reality, the hardest part to change is actually ourselves.
不是神啊，神很爱我们。
It's not God, because God loves us so much.
好像那父亲一直在等待浪子回头。
Just like the father who kept on waiting for his son to return.
那浪子什么时候回头？
And when did this prodigal son return?
等到他无路可走。
Only when he had nowhere to go.
我这样下去我会死。
If he continued living on like that, he would die.
所以他才想到啊，我要回来找我的父亲。
And so the, only then did he think that he needed to return to his father.
但是当他回来，父亲没有拒绝啊。
But when he returned to his father, his father did not reject him.
拥抱他，然后给他衣服穿，给他戒指，宰牛羊来邀请他。
His father embraced him and gave him food to eat and clothed him and killed a calf for him.
所以一个人要回转是最困难的。
So for someone to return themselves, this is the hardest part.
那如果我们回转向神，神回转之后，你看神的恩典是很丰富的。
And if we return to God, if we return to God, then God will return to us. And here we can see that the blessings of God are.
但是，你看以色列百姓怎么回应？
But look at how the Israelite people reacted to.
第七节。
In verse 7.
我们才如何才是转向呢？
In verse 7 it says, "In what way shall we return?"
所以他不知道什么叫做回转向神。
So they do not know what it means to return to God.
那不知道你就不会回转了。
So if you do not know how to return, then you will not return.
知道我们才有可能回转。
Only if you know how to return will you return.
好，那从第八节开始就讲一个例子。
So in verse 8, it starts to speak of an example.
好，我们请读第八节。
Verse 8, Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, In what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings.
这里讲啊，人岂可夺取神的物？
Here it says, Will a man rob God?
我们 一看到这个夺这个字啊，哇，这个是最最最深的夺。
And if we look at this word rob, it seems to be a very grave sin to rob God.
你去抢人的东西跟偷人的东西这个罪不一样。
To steal from someone secretly or to grab something from someone, this is different.
那如果我们借人的东西不还，会怎么样？
If you borrow something from someone and you don't return it, then what will happen?
你想想看，别人替你借十块钱。
We can imagine if someone borrows you $10.
我家有没有钱，你借我十块钱。
I have no money, so please lend me $10.
结果他忘记，他不是不还，他忘记了。
But in the end, they forget, and it's not because they don't want to return, but they.
那你会对那个人会有什么感觉？
So how would you feel towards this person?
我说我跟我借十块钱，到今天还不还。
You borrowed $10 from me before, and you up to this day have not returned it.
这个关系就会变坏。
Then this relationship will turn bad.
何况这里讲人岂可夺取神的物？
But here it even says that will a man rob God?
那很多人不知道这个到底什么意思？什么叫神的物？
So many times people do not understand what exactly we rob from God.
有人问主耶稣纳税给该撒可以不可以？
So there was someone who asked Jesus whether or not to pay taxes to Caesar.
因为当时他们在罗马帝国的统治。
Because they were under the control of the Roman Empire.
这个也是很难回答。
And this is also a difficult question to ask.
主耶稣说你拿一个钱来。
So Jesus said, please take a coin.
这里面这个像是谁的？
And whose inscription is it?
他说是该撒。主耶稣说，该撒的物要归给该撒。
They said it is Caesar's, and so Jesus said, what is Caesar's belongs to Caesar.
那神的物要归给神。
And the things of God belong to God.
所以主耶稣亲自讲了，神的物要归给神。那神的物是什么？
So it is God who said this himself, that the things of God belong to God. And what are the things of God?
所以如果我们看第八节的下面。
So if we look at the second part of verse 8.
就是你们在当纳的十分之一当贡献的物上。
In verse 8 it says, in tithes and offerings.
所以十分之一是神的物。
So a tenth of our belongings are God's.
钱明明是我赚的，为什么这是神的物？
But we may think that this money is clearly earned by myself. Why is it God's?
你想想看，我们要赚钱有几个条件。
So we can think about how there are a few criteria for us to earn money.
第一个，你要活着。
First, you need to be living.
第二个要健康。
Second, you need to be healthy.
第三个要有才能。
Third, you need to have talent.
第四个要有机会。
Fourth, you need to have opportunity.
第五个你要六日劳碌做工。
Fifth, you need to labor for 6 days.
有这个五个条件，你才可以赚钱。
Only if you meet these 5 criteria can you work.
你少任何一个条件都没有办法赚到钱。
But if you are lacking in any one of these requirements, then you will not be able to earn money.
那我们想想看呢，我们能够夸什么？
So if we think about it, what can we even brag about?
我们只能够夸一件事情。
We can only brag about one thing.
我真的很认真去上班。
Which is that I really diligently go to work.
那其他四个都不是我们能控制的。
The other four really are not in our control.
生命是神给的。
Life is given to us by God.
健康是神给的。
Health is given to us.
才能是神给的。
Our skills are given by God.
机会是神给的。
And opportunity is also given by God.
所以我们能够赚到钱呢，神在我们身上有很大的恩典。
So in order for us to earn money, it is actually because of the blessings that God has given us.
因此奉献十一捐，这是对神的感恩。
So, giving these tithes to God is actually our thanksgiving to God.
人的钱在哪里，人的心就在哪里。
Where money is, there a person's heart is.
所以当一个人他愿意把所赚的十分之一献给神，就表示他对神有感谢的心。
So if someone is willing to pay these tithes to God, then that means that they have a thankful heart towards God.
那我们大家都知道，如果我们懂得去感谢别人的恩典，关系会越来越好。
And we also all know that if we understand how to thank others for the love that they have given us, then our relationship with others will become better.
包括自己的家人，如果我们常常去感谢他，我们家人的关系会越来越好。
And this also includes our family. If we oftentimes give thanks to our family members, then our relationship will become better.
何况是神啊。
And it would be even more so with God.
所以这里讲，你为什么夺取神的物？
So here it says, will a man rob God?
但是对他们来讲，他们根本就没有感觉这个叫夺取神的物。
But from the perspective of those people, they didn't even realize that they were robbing God.
所以有的人找不到工作。
So some people cannot find jobs.
遇到困难了，这样祷告神不听。
And when they encounter problems, they pray, but they feel like God is not answering.
有时候我们常常第一个问题要想，我有没有夺取神的物？
And so the first question we can ask ourselves is whether or not we have robbed God.
就是当我有工作的时候，当我能够赚钱的时候，我到底有没有奉献十分之一？
We can think about how when we did have a job and we were able to earn money, whether or not we paid tithes.
这是第一个我们要反省的。
This is the first thing we need to reflect on.
那如果我们赚到钱都没有现实一间，现在机会没有了，你要向神祷告，要怎么开口？
But if you did have the opportunity to earn money and but you didn't pay tithes, then how can you make a request to God now that you don't have a job?
Right.所以这个献十一捐是感恩，这非常重要。
So paying our tithes is a form of thanksgiving, and it's very important.
其实神并不缺乏钱。
So in reality, God does not lack money.
那我们的奉献用到哪里？用在教会的事工。
So where is this money spent? It is spent on the church for holy work.
让神的家有粮。
So that the house of God can have grain.
好。那如果我们回转又会发生什么事情？
So if we return, what will also happen?
我们来看马拉基书第三章。
Let us turn to Malachi chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
这个地方讲，你如果把十分之一送入仓库，让我家有粮，啊，我就要敞开天上的窗户，赐福给你，无处可容。
So here, God says that, if you bring all the tithes into my storehouse, then I will open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you all the blessings.
哦，有时候，哦，这见证好几次。有一次，哎呀，有一段时间我注目在一个教会。
So, I have a testimony where, there are multiple times where I was, visiting or pastoring a church.
有一个弟兄跟我讲好几次，他说，哦，每一个月你一定要提三件事情，提一次。
There was a brother who told me multiple times that every month there are three things you need to bring up at least once.
第一个要守安息日。
First is to keep the Sabbath.
第二个要献十一捐。
Second is to pay your tithes.
第三个
offer tithes.
要孝敬父母。
And the third is to obey your parents.
我就一直在想，他为什么会好几次跟我提到这个事情。
Oh, sorry, honor your parents. And I thought, why would he repeat these three things to me so many times?
不只是说他知道圣经这样讲。
It's not because he knew that this is what the Bible said.
他真的有体验。
But it is because he really did have an experience.
那有体验就是表示神讲的话是真的。
And because he had experiences, it means that the words of God are true.
哦，所以，这个圣经讲的话哦，真的是又真又活。
So the words that are written in the Bible are true and living.
有时候很少发生了，但是偶尔也会发生。教会负责人讲，不要一直讲十一捐。
And there are some instances where the church council may say, do not keep bringing up the topic of offering tithes.
所以我们照这个圣经一章一章讲下去有好处，而不是故意要讲了，刚好这就是十一捐。
And so, but sometimes when we are reading through the Bible and studying the Bible, sometimes we just happen to come across this passage, and so we're not doing it on purpose.
那为什么人一直强调不要讲十一捐？很可能他没有体验。
So why is it that some people say that we shouldn't keep emphasizing offering tithes? And it might be because they do not have any experiences.
如果十一捐是让我们得福的方法，你怎么能够不讲信徒得福气呢？
If offering tithes is a method for us to receive blessings, then how can we not share this with our members?
如果十一捐是纳税，我们怎么能够常常讲呢？
If offering tithes is paying tax, then how can we not talk about it?
你纳税纳多纳少跟你得福有什么关系？没有关系，所以大家也希望纳少一点。
If you pay more or less tax, it doesn't relate to your salvation, so everyone wants to pay a little less.
神不缺乏钱。
But God does not lack money.
但是人的心在哪里，人的钱就在哪里。
But where person's heart is, there their money is.
所以献十一捐是我们的心回转献神一个具体的表现。
So offering our tithes is a very concrete example of how our hearts have turned to God.
我们看十一节。
So let us look at verse 11.
请。
Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts.
12.
And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts.
这个地方讲，神叫斥责蝗虫，不会毁灭你的土产，葡萄在未熟之前你不掉下去，就是说你所种的，我们所努力的，都不会有意外的损失。那这个就是赚钱了。
So here, what it means is that the areas in which we work hard in, we will not experience any loss. And so this is also equivalent to us being able to earn money.
所以有时候虽然我们赚了钱，好像口袋破一个洞。
So sometimes, although we may earn money, it seems like we have a hole in our pockets.
等一下，开车开到一半被警察罚单。
You in a while later you drive and you are ticketed by the police.
等一下，车子发生车祸。
or you get into a car accident.
哦，那很多事情啊，都能够让我们啊损失一些钱财。
So there are many things that allow us to that may cause us to lose some of our money.
如果那个漏洞啊，神把它补起来，那我们就赚钱了。
So if this hole is mended by God, then we will be able to earn money.
啊，这只是一部分而已。
But this is just a part of it.
哦，所以啊，要回转啊，向神。这个例子就是献慈一捐。
So returning back to God, here in this example, it is to offer our tithe.
那我们关系就越来越好。
And in this way, our relationship will become better and better.
好，我们现在回来看马拉基书的第三章。
Let us turn to Malachi chapter 3.
第三章的十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you?
这个地方讲啊，你用话顶撞我 ，harsh， 英文叫 harsh 啊。
And so in here it says that your words have been harsh against me.
但是他们不会感觉啊，我用什么话去顶撞你
？But the people have not realized this, and they say, "What have we spoken against you?"
所以，有时候我们当子女的对父母，其实父母最在意的不是钱。
So sometimes as children, in regards to our, with regards to our parents do not care the most about money.
这是我们的心啊。
But it's more about the heart.
你如果钱给父母，或者送很多物资给父母，但每一次讲话都顶撞父母，他也觉得很难过。
If you provide a lot of money, financial support for your parents, or many physical goods for your parents, but every time you talk to them, you talk back to them, then this is also not the best.
但是有时候虽然我们生活很我们的资源很有限，你只给一点点给父母，但是我们讲话非常尊重他，那他们就活得很高兴啊。
But if even if you maybe lacking in your physical possessions or how much you earn, but you still have a very respectful relationship towards your parents, then your parents will be very happy.
但是这里啊，神说你们顶撞我，他们不知道了。我什么时候顶撞你？
But when God said that your words have been harsh against me, the people didn't know, and they said, "What have we spoken against you?"
可见这个关系是有问题的。
So it's evident that there is a problem in this relationship.
那现在神怎么讲？
So how does the Lord respond?
我们看十四节。
In verse 14, you have said it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept His ordinance, that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts?
这个地方讲侍奉神是突然的。
Here it says that it is useless to serve God.
你想想看我们在教会做圣工，就在侍奉神。
If we think about how we serve in the church, this is serving God.
那现在有一个人来讲，这么认真做圣工要做什么
？But there is someone who comes and asks you, why are you working so hard for the holy work?
你跟那个没有做圣工的，他不是工作也很好，收入也很好，活得很好吗？你为什么需要做这么认真做圣工？
If you compare yourselves to someone who works hard for their work and they earn a lot of money and they're living a comfortable life, isn't this so much better?
那我们现在看，如果我是神
，So if you think if from the perspective of God,
那当一个人很认真在服侍，是另外一个人说你这么认真在做什么？那你这个关系怎么会好呢
？If there was someone who was working diligently, but another person came to tell them, come to ask them, why are you working so hard? Then how can this relationship be good?
比方说一个小孩子很孝顺，那另外一个小孩子说，你这么孝顺他做什么？
For example, if there is a young child who is very respectful toward their parents, but another child came and asked them, why are you so respectful? Then how can this be good?
那你当父母不是很伤心吗？
As a parent, wouldn't you be very sad?
那这个关系怎么会好呢？
How can this relationship be good?
所以这个地方讲侍奉神是突然的。
So here it says, it is useless to serve God.
那遵守神吩咐，在神面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢？
What profit is it that we have kept His ordinance and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts?
如果我们天天就在想圣经怎么做，我怎么照圣经来生活，这个有什么益处呢？
What profit is it for us to keep reading the Bible and to change our lives according to the Bible?
你天天都在禁止祷告，这有什么益处呢？
You are praying every day and fasting and praying every day. What benefit is this?
我们遵守神的话，这是爱神。
If we obey the words of God, this is loving God.
我们祷告，这是亲近神。
And when we pray, this is drawing close to God.
那如果我们说这样有什么益处呢？ 那想想看，我们不是在顶撞神吗？
But if we say, what profit is this for us, then aren't we talking back to God?
那他们为什么会这样想？
So why would they say this?
如果我们看 15节。
If we look at verse 15, So now we call the proud blessed, for those who do wickedness are raised up. They even tempt God and go free.
这个地方原来在当时有一些人是狂妄的，结果生活过得很好啊。
So what happened was that there were people who were proud and yet they were blessed and their lives were going smoothly.
有的作恶的，他们所做的得建立啊。
There were people who did wickedness but they were raised up.
那有的试探神的，他也没有什么后果。
And there were some who even tempted God, and yet they went free.
所以我们就注意旁边的人。你看那个人作恶也没有什么结果，你看那个狂妄这么骄傲也没有什么结果，所以我们就觉得这个是这么认真在做什么，信仰这么认真在做什么。
And so this happened when the people looked around them, and they saw so many proud people who were being blessed, and so many wicked people who were raised up. And so when they compared themselves to them, they felt like it was useless to serve God.
其实有来聚会就好了。
Actually, just coming to service is good enough.
这么认真做圣工做什么？
Why are you working so hard to do holy work?
这么认真在读经祷告做什么？
Why are you so diligently reading the Bible and praying?
如果人这样想，不是讲出来，他跟神的关系就有问题。
If someone even just thinks this and not even says it out loud, they have a problem in their relationship with God.
好，那我们就看到底这一些人侍奉神、认真在守神的道，到底有什么不同？
And so now we can come to think about these people who serve God diligently and do holy work, how they are different.
好，我们看17节。
Let us look at verse 17. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him.
好，这是18节。
18. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him.
好，这个18节讲哦，将来主耶稣再来要分别。
So in verse 18, it says that when Jesus comes again, there will be a discerning between.
第一个，善人跟恶人要分别。
Between the righteous and the wicked.
所以不是作恶没有结果。
So it's not that when you do evil that there is no consequence.
是，最后审判的时候，结果就会跑出来。
It is that your consequences come in the final judgment.
所以我们的信心不能够一直停留在神迹奇事上。
So our faith cannot stop at miracles and signs.
现在遇到困难，要有信心，祷告困难可以解决。
If you have a if you're facing a problem, then you pray with faith, and your problem will be resolved.
信心不只是这样而已啊。
But faith does not consist of only such things.
信心是圣经记载是神的话，我信吗？
The Bible contains the words of God. The Bible is the word of God, and do we believe in this?
主耶稣再来的时候，恶人跟善人要分开。
When Jesus comes again, then the righteous will be separated from the wicked.
好像山羊跟绵羊分开。
Just like the goats will be separated from the sheep.
再来，侍奉神跟不侍奉神要分开。
And then those who serve God and those who do not serve God will be separate.
5,000, 2,000跟 1,000，最后1,000要被分开。
There will be 5,000, 2,000, and 1,000, and the 1,000 will be separated.
如果我信，我们就不会说，哎呀，做圣工没有用了。
If we have faith and believe, then we won't think that serving God is useless.
是很有用的。
It's actually very useful.
我们看17节。
If we look at verse 17.
在我所定的日，他们要属我。
On the day that I make them my jewels, I will spare them.
那特特的归属我，我要临续他们。
I will spare them.
3章的17节。
I will will make them my jewels and I will spare them.
所以我将来主耶稣再来的时候，主耶稣说你要属我。
So on the day when Jesus comes again, Jesus says that you, I will spare you.
你是我所宝贵的。
Oh, you shall be mine, and so you are precious to me.
你是我宝贵的财产。
You are my precious inheritance.
那个就是最大的福气呀。
And this is the greatest blessing.
所以不是没有用啊，我们就是在等待主耶稣来的这一天呢、啊。
So it is actually not useless to serve God. We are just waiting for the for God to come again.
好，那个不敬畏神的又会发生什么事情
？And what will happen to those who do not fear God?
我们看第四章。
Let us look at chapter four.
第四章的第一节。
Chapter four, verse one.
好，请。
For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch.
好，第二节。
Two, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves.
第三节。
Verse three, you shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts.
好，这里讲敬畏我的名的必有公义，好像日头一样出现。
Here it says that those who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise.
第一节。
In verse one,
那日子临近，好，主耶稣再来的日子临近，好像烧着的火炉。
The day is coming, burning like an oven.
狂妄跟邪恶的，你看到现在很发达，到主耶稣审判的时候，一烧什么都没有。
So all the proud and the wicked, although you might see them prospering currently, when Jesus comes again, they will be burnt.
所以当一群人在议论侍奉神、遵守神诫命的、注重灵修祷告没有用，这个就是表示他对神不认识，他跟神有距离。
So if within a discussion among a group of people, if someone thinks that serving God and sacrificing our time for God is not worth it and useless, then that means that there is a distance between them and God and their relationship.
真的跟神关系好的，我们会很在意侍奉神。
If we truly have a good relationship with God, then we will take a great care in serving God.
遵守神的话来爱他。
And we will keep God's commandments and to love Him.
那最后的福气就在主耶稣再来会显现。
And this final blessing that we will receive comes when Jesus comes again. Let us sing hymn.